Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Extemba 360.
I am Turok!
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Thumb Cramps live from our Sydney Airbnb. That's Woo! Right, because it is Extemba 360.
Woo!
Yes.
It's the only month in podcasting where you can celebrate both being in Sydney and the Xbox 360.
That's true. Can't do it any other year. Excuse me.
That's true. And a game console that was recently announced to be shutting down
permanently.
Yeah. So we're mourning it.
Yeah.
And Jackson, obviously, with Thumb Cramps, we like to look at video games. We also like to invite our friends.
Yes.
And today, in person,
all right, I'm listening.
We have a very special guest.
Oh my God.
Welcoming back to the podcast, Sleepy Nice.
It's good to be here.
Woo!
Face to face.
I know, it's crazy.
I know.
And introducing our second guest, the one that's been haunting our podcast for three consecutive weeks now,
true.
The fart ghost himself, Hayden Bleachmore.
Hello. I don't think you know this, Sleepy Nice, but I'm a ghost made of farts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Canonically, yeah.
Thank you for not saying anything about the stink.
My olfactory senses are not what they used to be. Anyway, for a match made in heaven.
And this week, we're looking at the horny and controversial Xbox 360 game, Killer is Dead.
Whoa.
And other games.
Wuzza.
So Killer is Dead is a game that I've wanted to play since it came out.
Right.
It was hit with, I'll say, kindly mixed reviews.
Okay.
Due to its content and its control scheme, and I think it's...
That's most of the game.
That's everything, yeah.
Did it look nice, at least?
It's stylized.
Okay,
it looks cool.
Okay, that's something.
It's made by Grasshopper Manufacture.
Yeah.
Suda 51's company.
Nice.
It is the game that came out after Lollipop Chainsaw, which is another
controversial game.
Yeah, they had a real run, didn't
they? Yeah. Well, Lollipop Chainsaw was okay for a bit when it came out, and then recently, they announced they were doing a remake of it. And people are like, well, I hope you don't have the same guy doing the soundtrack again, because he's not good.
Yeah.
Jimmy Urine. What a surprise. Turns out to be a sack of shit.
Piss boy.
Yeah. Look, if you're a Minor Self-Indulgence fan and you're just finding out that Jimmy Urine is canceled from this podcast, I'm sorry to hear it. Into it. It's not good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Killer is Dead came out in, I think, like 2012, maybe even 2013. It's like a later in the run Xbox and PS3 game. You play as a killer called Mondo.
Nice.
And in keeping with Suda 51 traditions, it is a game that really, 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 really confusing to the point where you're like, I don't know if this makes sense or if I just don't get it.
Do you mean the plot or the...
The plot. Okay. The way the game plays is also kind of confusing. I'll get into that in a second. Because there was a boss fight where I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, that's good.
They make games where they're like, they're a Japanese company,
yeah,
and they make games like American style games, but in Japan.
Oh yeah.
So they're usually like love letters or influenced by American cinema, but then turned up to like 15 out of 10,
yeah,
and then, you know, made through a Japanese lens. So it just ends up being very chaotic.
Yeah.
And often a lot of the games have you know, just like parts of it that are just like so alien that when you're trying to play the game, you're like, no video game has ever done this before, nor will they ever do them again because this is... So an example would
be... what blindsided you?
So Notting Killer is dead, but in an earlier game in the series... So if you're unfamiliar, their big series, I guess, is probably No More Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
But like... like an earlier game on the GameCube, Killer 7,
yeah,
you have to hold down A to walk.
Oh, that's
horrendous. It sounds bad.
Yeah.
Let me explain. It's actually very important that you don't press forward to walk.
What happens if you press forward?
I think you aim up.
Yeah. It makes sense in context. I love that game. I love Killer 7 heaps.
Yeah.
I've had Killer 7 for ages, and I just, like, I got it. Around the same time I got my Xbox 360, so it was like well past GameCube's prime.
Yeah.
GameCube was dead, the Wii was currently dying.
Oh, I know.
And I got Killer 7, I managed to get it pretty cheap, and then I just never played it because I knew that I would have to like sit down and like really focus on it, and I was like, oh, I'll get to it, and then didn't.
No dice.
Which sucks because every Suda 51 game I like, look, spoilers, even if this game has questionable stuff that people will judge me for.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's real horny and leery when it shouldn't be. The story, you're a killer, a contract killer called Mondo who maybe gets his powers from the moon.
Okay, nice.
Every chapter is got like a movie title basically, but not like a real movie title. It's like
what are his powers?
He has a big cybernetic arm.
How's that come from the moon?
it came from
a scientist.
it feeds from blood, but the full moon seems to be important.
Tides?
He works for a group of, hitmen.
Right.
Who get sent to kill people.
Okay.
And there's people also, like, some of the guys I've killed so far have been, like, a renegade agent that also used to work for us. Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. Cool. From the books.
lady from my memories that I don't really know what happened. My character also seemed kind of confused what was going on. Before the boss fight, the character, Mondo, which is his name, Mondo was like, is this from my memory too? it plays...
In addition to what? What else is from his memory?
The rest of that level is you walking through your memories of being a child and maybe someone you love drowns?
Okay.
That sucks.
Like in the Heavy Rain.
Yeah. What's a kid's name in that? David?
Jason. That's going to be burned into my mind forever. And guess what? I haven't even played Heavy Rain. I just know it.
So it kind of plays a little bit like, Devil May Cry or Bayonetta.
Okay.
But it's not quite as over the top with its combos and attacks, at least as far into the game as I am.
Yeah.
I'm like 7 or 8 chapters in, but the chapters are just one level and they're about 10 to 15 minutes long.
Okay.
So it's not like I haven't put that long into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a third person action game. There's bonus missions called Gigolo missions. And this is, this is where some of the problems probably start.
What do you have to do in a Gigolo mission?
Just so the listeners know, my eyeballs sprung out of their sockets with a sort of boing sound. Yeah. Just
so you meet people,
right?
Women.
Okay.
In levels.
Sexy women?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sexy women.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy women. And the Gigolo missions is like chatting them up.
Nice.
But you don't actually say anything. You just go to look at certain parts of their body.
Okay.
That's not how I would chat them.
So you don't talk to them. You just stare at them?
So like your character is talking. It's like you're just not in.
Oh, so while you're chatting, it's really like cop a sneak peek.
Yeah.
Cop
yeah.
a perv.
So
really,
basically,
yeah.
there's like an X-ray of your brain in the bottom left-hand side, and sneaking peeks gets you get like blood as measurements, and it fills your brain.
Oh, good.
That's
and then
awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
So you look at boobs. They don't notice you look at boobs. Your brain gets full of blood, and then you win.
So it's not like it's... Look, I know this seems like it's building up to and then you come.
Yeah.
No.
Can you imagine if that's what it was? And then the character goes, sorry, I have to go.
So what happens is like if you max it out, the character... like. The character enjoys it. Like not your character, not Mondo, the person you're with.
Yeah.
Is like, oh, this is a successful date.
Okay.
If you get it full. And... oh, actually, no. If you get, sorry.
Well, wouldn't it be a successful date anyway? You just got to sneak a peek at some titties?
It's a success. Sorry, I missed a step.
Okay.
When your brain gets full, it gives you the option to give the person you're on a date with a present.
Okay.
And then there's also a heart meter down the bottom. And when that heart meter fills up, which can only be filled through gifts,
mm-hmm. yeah.
they give you a gift in return, which again sounds like sex, but it's not. It's usually like, hey, now your arm can turn into a drill.
It kind of sounds like the mini games in the Yakuza series where you date the escorts in the maid bars, which is also like when you... say that out loud, it sounds like it's going to be way more pervy and leery than it is. It ends up being usually pretty innocent.
Yeah,
yeah. So for
the most part. I remember that because my only memory of playing a Yakuza game is making my friend do the dangerous rally races.
Oh, yeah.
So we could get money to go to the escorts.
Yeah. Honestly, in Yakuza 2, well, I've only played Kiwami 2. I don't know if it's in the original 2.
Yeah.
But there's a whole side quest where you run a maid.
Oh,
bar.
Really?
And it's one of the best parts of it. Like, it's genuinely a beautifully designed, like, management sim side game.
That's awesome.
I loved it.
I unfortunately can't say the same for these Gigolo missions.
No,
yeah, they don't sound.
Because you're just sitting
awesome.
And you control, you're just where you're looking.
Yeah.
It's innocent ish.
Okay.
At least at first. Where the characters you're meeting, yeah, there'd be a bit of cleavage, but it's mostly like focused on like looking at thighs.
Yeah, okay.
Which feels less bad.
Yeah.
But also...
explain why. It's less... No, don't worry.
I think it feels less bad because the clothing's not that revealing.
Sure. Yeah.
So it just feels like... It's like the game is being like, oh, you're copping a peek, but you're not really.
Yeah.
But I know that later in the game you can get x-ray glasses, so like... Look, it will get worse.
Is there full nipple and pussy in this game?
There weren't. Great. Hey, first of all, great question.
Really good question.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you asked it.
Thank you.
I don't believe there will be full pussy in this game.
Okay.
There may be, I reckon.
Nipple?
I don't think there'll be nipple, but I reckon you'll get bare ass.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
That's something that... Like, No More Heroes does that
sometimes
as well.
Sometimes I prefer bare ass to nipples.
Yeah,
to be
dude, you've made that very clear before. Listeners already know that. In fact, that's what
I'll reiterate. I
reckon if we put a poll to our listeners, if we were like, is Jackson an ass or a tits man? Or what month is Jackson's birthday? People would be able to far more confidently... Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Even like spelling your last name, something that is written in episodes.
Yeah, people would have a clearer idea of on which end of that spectrum I fall than how to spell my legal name.
Yeah.
Honestly, me too.
But yeah, like the level design and stuff like that is interesting, and it is like a weird game. It's one of those games where you're playing it, you're like, I haven't played anything like this, even though like
cool.
the actual combat side of things is pretty
standard.
Like, you press X to attack.
Yeah.
Y is like a guard break attack.
Okay.
And B is dodge or block. Pretty standard.
Yeah.
There is a couple of weird things though, like certain enemies you have to behead.
Okay.
So you have to lower their health, and then you hold down like the right trigger, and then press one of the face buttons on the Xbox controller, and they can block it. But yeah, you cut their head off.
Cool.
That's cool. Lots of blood.
I keep thinking about in Duke Nukem Forever, the game I reviewed last week.
Mm-hmm.
So that had like an option where you could execute your enemies when they were dead. And I thought, because I'd played Duke Nukem Forever up to this point, that the execution would be like he teabags them to death or something. Or he makes them, you know, I don't know, smoke a crack pipe. But you just kick them. And it's not like an animation. You just kick and they explode in a shower of guts.
Mm.
I think that's pretty disappointing for Duke.
Yeah,
you
could have pulled out of something a little bit more interesting.
I know.
For the Duke.
Yeah.
A shotgun in the mouth.
Yeah, dang. Even that would have been enough. Yeah.
Killer is Dead has lots of different variations and finishing moves, like... So the Alice in Wonderland, the boss, she has been corrupted and turns into a giant spider.
Oh, that's cool.
And then the first phase, you cut off one of her legs. Like, one of her, like, her front legs are also not like a normal spider, but her front leg is also, like, kind of the fang.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got two front legs that you cut off. So first phase, one leg. Second phase, second leg. And then the third one, you cut her head off.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Also, that first level is Alice in Wonderland themed. You go into a room, solve a thing, which is also, like... Out of all the levels I've played, this is the only one that's done that. And every level is like this, where it's just like, oh, this is just a totally different mechanic.
Yeah.
It's not in any of the other ones. So the Alice in Wonderland one, there's a main area, and then there's rooms off it. where like you do a thing in the room and then you unlock like a cupcake or something and then you take it back to Alice, who then unlocks the next room for you and the room changes and stuff like that. But then like another one, the memories boss fight.
Yeah.
Halfway through the boss fight, the camera perspective changes and you see the fight from the boss's perspective, but you're still fighting.
Oh, Battletoads mode.
Yeah.
So you see it through the boss's eyes, who is shooting at you, but you're still controlling you.
So your control's mirrored, or are you...
Yeah, and it's also really hard to dodge stuff because...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was just like, I was just like, this is...
Yeah, again, not something you've
wild.
Ever... Yeah,
like,
crazy.
What is going on? Yeah. I'm having a really good time with this game. It's so weird.
Is it like arcadey, the combat? Like, are you scoring points?
Yeah, it does the Devil May Cry system. Hey, you did this level in this time. You did this combos.
Like a rank.
Yeah.
And Sonic.
Have you boys played God Hand? We haven't even talked about God Hand.
I want to play God Hand so bad.
I don't think so.
Man, I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on God Hand. I love God Hand.
Yeah,
God Hand.
God Hand is a PS2, I think only PS2 game that is... It was like roundly hated by most critics. I think IGN gave it like a 3 out of 10. But I think it's like a really... It's a very hard... Very good, very weird and campy action arcade game.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
I think it's aged, and I think this is something I'm discovering every time we go back to like weirder games from previous generations. They age well.
Yeah.
Because just like, oh, this felt weird at the time and it feels weird now.
So it's, it doesn't feel dated at all.
Yeah, like when you go back to something like, I don't know, if you're playing like Call of Duty 3, you're like, oh, this feels like clunky and stuff like that. I'm playing Killer is Dead, a game that was criticized for its control scheme, and I'm like, oh no, I get it.
The fact that it's kind of, it was sort of subversive even at the time means that it ages better because it's not attuned to the way games were at a particular point in time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, look.
How many thumbs?
4? Yeah. Wow. But it is, I will say, there is moments of terrible taste. And if you do play this game and you find it offensive, do not let that reflect onto me. I would say that it is... Like, if you've played No More Heroes and hated it, you will hate this more.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's in a very similar vein, but it feels... The tone is still crazy, but at least in No More Heroes... The whole vibe is like, oh, this is a joke.
Yeah, but this one...
Well,
not
this
so much.
One doesn't feel like a joke.
Okay.
But then, I don't know. It's a baffling game. And yeah, we'll fire it up at the Airbnb after this episode.
I'm excited to watch. Yeah,
I'll play a gigolo mission with the fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
That sounds exciting.
My arm is a cannon and an ice cannon and a big drill because I've done a couple of gigolo missions.
More games should have drills in them, I think. Drills are a really fun mechanic that are underused, I think.
There's also a mechanic in the game that isn't an unlockable thing. It's just a thing you can do from the start. And I don't know why they put so much emphasis on it, which is if you find like a hand scanner pad, your metal arm can copy a fingerprint. So it's not like you need to find someone and copy it. It just means that there's an animation when you walk up to it where your hands turns into human hand, scans it. But it seemed like it's mentioned in loading screens and stuff like that. It's like, but it's just like one...
Like a pro tip?
Yeah.
It's like pro tip. I forget the name of the arm, but it's like your arm can transform into any human hand. So when you find these scan pads, you can unlock them.
You're like, but I was gonna. Like,
yeah, it's the equivalent of being like, if you approach a door, press A. Because that's literally the same thing.
Yeah,
that's
all you're opening a door.
Yeah. That's weird.
It is weird.
It was like a playtest thing where like a bunch of people just didn't know to do it.
They're like, my hand's made of metal.
I don't even have a human hand. I can't open this thing. No chance.
Well, it's like, but it's funny because the other hand, his other hand is human. It's just holding a sword.
Yeah.
I can't drop the sword.
Like the story, couldn't tell you anything about it. Don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
The levels are all called like, the most recent level I played, the memory level was... The Man Who Stole the Moon. That was the name of it.
Good stuff. Gru from Despicable Me.
I
love that guy.
Yeah, I love that guy too.
All those little guys that follow him around.
Yeah. Me too, though.
Nah.
Okay.
Look, this might be a controversial opinion, but like when I first met Gru, I was like, this guy's a sack of shit. Then he really turned it around.
There was something about the way you said look and put your hands out that made you seem like Donald Trump. Look.
This guy
grew when I first met him. I don't know how I feel about him. It was. I really thought you were about to dive into a Donald Trump
impression.
Wow,
look at all these minions. What are they doing here?
Minions, wonderful people. Wonderful people.
How's he feeding those guys?
Exquisite.
Banana, I agree.
It's awesome that Donald Trump came back to Twitter to post his own mugshot.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed
yeah.
that. That's
it was like
good.
A link to his website, the mugshot, and then the caption of the mugshot, and he's selling this on t-shirts, is his mugshot on a t-shirt, and it just says, never surrender.
Yeah.
This guy is so good at marketing.
It's crazy.
I'm part
it's
of
insane.
Me's like,
yeah.
Should I buy that?
Yeah.
I think you did,
Jeff.
Yeah. Donald Trump brought out the worst in
yeah, sorry, yeah, he does.
Which is exactly. a common thing with you, I
yeah.
think. I'm glad you're dead in a fart ghost.
Yeah, yeah. It is good.
I didn't make it into heaven, so now I'm stuck here.
I'm happy you're getting all the lore today.
Yeah. Somebody's got to update the wiki. Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, Four Thumbs to Killer is dead. Jackson, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a little game. Mm. We're going for the hat trick here. Just Cause 2.
Oh, I love that game. Do you know that the name is a pun? It's two words.
I know it's two words.
It's actually three words.
Hold on, let me finish. Let me just think about this for a sec.
Two words, but those two words also have two meanings. Oh, so okay. In a way, it's four words, but they only use two words, but they have four words with meaning.
All right.
Because Just Cause...
I'm not sure I am understanding anything.
Yeah, I think we were on...
People get it.
Yeah.
So basically, we were on board, and then that ship sunk the more you spoke.
I think I get it, because Hayden says that... We're in Hayden's world. These are his words, not mine. A word that has multiple meanings
is actually not one word, but multiple words.
It's as many words as it is has meanings.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a four-word title, but there's
word.
Only
because
using two. It's like it's two titles in one.
And also,
if just in
just
the,
like it's just
it's
justice,
just
there's justice in it, and it's a cause.
Yeah.
And then it's also just cause.
Just cause.
Yeah.
But you're spelling it the same, so it could be both. So in a way, it is two words.
But would you spell just cause like that? Like, would
just
you spell
cause.
It like...
You're missing the little apostrophe, I guess.
Yeah.
To shorten it.
So maybe it only
doesn't
has,
work.
Maybe it only has one meaning.
It's only three words.
Three.
It's a just because.
And then it's actually because two... is kind of two words. Well, it's kind of a word and a number.
I got rid of. I forgot about two.
Yes, that's kind of.
So it's got three.
It's four words. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
So, long-time listeners of Thumb Cramps may recall that last week Hayden reviewed Just Cause 2.
And the prior week.
And the week before I reviewed Just Cause 2. So
next week, guess who's going to be there? It's going to be this guy.
But it's such a good game.
Yeah, great.
Oh my god, it's so much fun to play.
It's funny that three reviews in a row have been exactly the same. Like, it's the same game, but also just been like, yeah, it's fun.
It's
really
fun. It's really fun, and it's really like, it is, because I've started to play it a little bit myself in the quiet hours at the Airbnb.
Notice
where,
that.
You know, because like previously you're playing it together, you're watching Hayden fart around on, you know, in one of the military bases. It's very funny. You know, or you're doing the like, oh, when you die, I'll play you when you die.
Mm-hmm.
But playing it by yourself, you're like, well, I've really got to entertain myself now. Mm-hmm. And that does become increasingly hard to do in the game because you're right. It is really, really empty. At a certain point, you're like, there actually is not much here
just
at all.
It's land and then military bases.
Well,
and then
let me just double check. Have you done any missions?
No, but I've tried wiping out a bunch of military bases. But I've played it. I remember doing the missions, and I remember the way it works.
The missions is just military bases,
isn't
it? It's
the same thing.
Mm.
And to do more missions, you need to destroy more military bases. So you destroy military bases to get the sweet reward of destroying another military base.
You also, there was a bit... I can't remember if I said this last week. I don't think I did. But you walked past a checkered flag?
Yeah, there are races.
Okay, there is races.
Yeah, there are races.
Okay, good.
Because I remembered that that's a way to get a little biplane. And so I went up there and I was like, I'll do a little race. But also...
Are they plane races? Or
you can do plane and boat and car and motorbike.
My God, it's like Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah, it's just like Diddy Kong Racing. Whoa. But yeah, I found now that I played it...
Like TT.
Yeah,
bring back TT.
TT's due for a revival.
Yeah. It's cool that Banjo Kazooie and Diddy Kong know each other.
Yeah,
they're friends. They're
well,
friends.
Kazooie's not there. It's just Banjo.
That's crazy.
Kazooie's in the backpack, presumably.
suffocated.
Hanging out.
Cracked the shits. Yeah. Wants no part of it.
Mm. I think another thing with Just Cause, so like I was like, all right, I'll do some military bases because that's fun. Like it's fun exploding up, you know, big...
Yeah, you get a helicopter that's big tanks full of gas.
Yeah, but then occasionally, I don't know if you two encountered this, mm-hmm. you'll do 90% of a military base and you're like somewhere in here is like... one little generator I've got to blow up or like a little armor part or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you're just searching the whole military base and your momentum's kind of wrecked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another thing that's really disappointing is the how quickly everyone gives up hunting you.
Yes, I found that as well.
It's really weird. Like,
so, okay, it's because you're playing the game differently to how the game wants you to play it.
Yeah.
Because if you walk in on foot, a lot of those armor parts you're struggling to find are the obvious things. And then... I think the way the bases are designed is you clear out the base, then you get the helicopter from that base.
I was doing that. I was cruising around. I was wandering through every goddamn part of that base trying to find the armor parts.
Because when you
shoot
guys, they respawn and your heat level goes up way faster. But if you're in the air, you blow up stuff, your heat goes up a bit. And then by the time guys come out, because you need to get to a certain level for helicopters to spawn. It just goes back down by the time you...
They'd see you in the helicopter, they're like,
that's what it feels like.
Yeah, I was trying to destroy a military base, and it was a big one, right? Yeah. The silos of gas... by the way, the only thing there on this island is silos and silos of gas. Yeah,
it's true.
There's no food anywhere.
I think
there's no farm. There's no
agriculture. What are they putting in the silos?
Gas.
Just any gas?
Petrol.
There are pipelines you can explode as well. Yeah, so I think
there's broadcast towers. Yeah. There's satellite dishes.
There's an oil rig.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was destroying this thing, and I'm like, I'll go for the big one with the ginormous silos, because as soon as you blow up one of them... people are going to swarm to me, and there's going to be a big helicopter. Mm. So I blew up one, and then two guys came out, and I shot them, and then my heat level went down.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me.
I'm doing full-on terrorism.
Because there's the military base that's really close to where you spawn in, where there's a plane. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? So we can just spawn at the plane. Mm-hmm. I'll fight everyone at this military base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would be the same thing. I'd shoot, like, all the guys... and then while I waited for them to respawn, my wanted level would just like drop. Yeah. And then they would come back and it would be the same thing again.
I want the helicopters
build it
and the
up.
Tanks to come in and stuff.
Yeah, and it doesn't last. It just like completely dissipates. And maybe that's the difficulty we're playing on. I don't know. Maybe we get a ramp
maybe
up.
Because maybe. It's still early game because we, I mean, on this save file have done no missions.
No mission. We did the
first mission.
The first mission.
Have to do.
The first mission you have to do to unlock the island.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, revisiting it has been such a nostalgia trip for me, though. I have been really enjoying that. And going back and doing all of the things that I used to do, like, as a kid with my brother, where we'd be like, let's go try this, let's go try this, let's go try this. Yeah. That's been a lot of fun. And, like, I've messaged him about it since as well, to be like, dude, remember Just Cause 2? That game was crazy. So that's nice.
What's your brother saying in response to those text messages?
He was like, yeah, man, it was crazy.
I'm eating nachos.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm eating nuts. That's cool, man. Maybe when I play, because inevitably we'll play more Just Cause 2 while we're here.
Probably after this.
Yeah, probably after this, after we play Killer Instinct or whatever.
Have you played 3?
I never played 3 and I never played 4. I would like to play...
Oh, yeah, there's 4 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Haven't played 1.
No.
Just 2. Just Cause 2.
Have you ever played 3?
I've never played any of them.
Yeah.
I thought there was only 3. So that's as much as I... All I know about them is that they're very silly.
Yeah.
And is it 4 the one you get like... you've got a big parachute and you can...
parachutes and you get that grappling hooks.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
And then...
I wonder... We'll get you to play it after this. And I wonder how much you'll enjoy it with zero nostalgia.
Yes, that would be very interesting to see.
Well, I liked it with zero nostalgia.
Okay.
You play when
I've never played it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I would like to Just Cause 3, the only thing it added, and I'm sure we've said this every episode, is little discs that you could put on vehicles that were like a jet that propelled it forward. And I think more grappling hooks I think you could get, so you could daisy chain stuff together.
Yeah.
But they only added the infinite grappling hooks in 4, is that what you're saying?
No, that's in 2. I don't know what they added in 4, if anything new.
I know
a wingsuit? Or maybe that might have been in 3 as well.
Yeah, it feels very much like what happened with Saints Row.
Yeah.
Where they added a whole bunch of stuff in 2 and 3, and everyone was like, whoa! And then they're like, well, we don't actually have any more room to go up from here, so it's the same again, but it's a new one.
Interesting stuff as well, and I think in 3, I think you upgrade like the strength of your grappling hook and the amount you get, because that's something that I wish I had in this. Like, I was on a bridge when I was playing recently, and I was like, here's what I want to do. I want to attach two cars. No, I want to drive my car under the bridge, get on the bonnet, grappling hook the bridge to my car and swing myself off. You know what I mean? But like every time I did it, it snapped. And I'm like, well, that would have been fun to give me that extra little gameplay option there. You know what I mean?
I like the idea of claiming that being able to grapple hook your car to the underside of a bridge so you could swing and achieve nothing. You're like, it's a gameplay feature that's really lacking.
It is lacking.
Yeah, but it is.
That's right. Why not give me the option to have like, a grappling hook that doesn't break?
Insomniac Spider-Man's good, but I really wish Spider-Man could have two knives, because I tried to stab a guy in the side of his head, and so the gameplay is really lacking.
That's good, because it sounds like Spider-Man has one knife. I like Spider-Man's one knife, but I think he should have
two.
But
he's just sitting there with his other hand straight down. It's so boring.
If I was a crook...
That does sound like one of the multiverse Spider-Men that got like cancelled from the movie. They were just like, that's not enough.
Spider-Man with a knife and he's just throwing it between his hands. Yeah. Wouldn't you, if you were a crook and you saw Spider-Man and then he pulled the knife
on you? Oh, no.
I'm about to goddamn
Spider-Man's had enough of my nonsense. I'm going to get caught.
You're about to web me up, call the police? Oh, please say something. He just walked menacingly toward you. But yeah, and I don't know if those were things that even I have this like vague memory of with Just Cause 3 when it came out. Maybe a friend had it, and they were like, "Yeah, you can upgrade the strength of the grappling hook, so it can."
They listened, Jackson. They finally allowed you to stick your car to the underside of a bridge, then get back in the car and drive the car so the car swings.
Well, yeah, but even
what were you trying to achieve?
I wanted to basically.
He just told you.
I basically
seems
what
very
I wanted.
Simple to me, honestly.
Do you know the classic? Not necessarily the underside of a bridge, but I think it's like a classic Batman move where you're driving and you grapple hook out the side, and do like a crazy sharp turn.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That is not anywhere.
Well, I was trying
near.
To do it at the underside of a bridge. I was trying to basically Spider-Man swing my car.
Instead of turning left or right, he's turning up into the sky.
That's what I was trying to do.
You wanted to be being chased, then grapple hook the roof so your car swung up. Yeah. And then the guys got out of the car and were like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, what happens after that? You swing back down?
I don't know. But I wanted to be able to do
it. You would have found out.
Exactly. But instead, it's because my car's moving too fast. It just snaps. And I'm like, well, why not? You know what I mean? And then anyway, but with the third one, I remember asking a friend and they were like, no, it still snaps after a certain point. I was like, what are you doing? You make it fun. What does that achieve? You know, I'm happy to work toward it. That's fine. But what does it achieve that I therefore doesn't
do
work?
It?
You know what I mean? Why remove that?
Well,
option?
I got good news because there's some leaks about Just Cause 5. Let me tell you something. You're gonna really the like the strength of the grappling hooks, dude.
Tell you what would be cool if you could put your parachute on different things.
That would be cool. I agree. You
put your parachute on a car. Car falls slow.
Where is your car that it would need a parachute?
The sky.
In the sky.
In the sky. You need to be able to. Because you want it just to be basically Gary's mod. So you need to have a gun that fires balloons onto your car so it floats up into the sky.
Yeah.
And then you put parachutes on it and shoot the balloons and slowly fall back down.
And then
down.
You put the gas, the rocket bits on there.
This does just sound like Tears of the Kingdom, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what it should be.
But this would have come out 15 years earlier.
They should make Just Cause 5 and they should make it Tears of the Kingdom, but it's Just Cause.
Yeah. I feel you.
That would be the perfect game for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, 5 thumbs.
Perfect review. Well, Sleepy, what have you been playing?
Yeah. I've been... I just started playing Armored Core 6 Fires of Rubicon.
Oh.
But I don't know that I've played in... It's a long name. Yeah. I don't know that I've played enough to be able to really give it a proper rating.
No, that's okay. Have you played... This could be Armored Core 6 First Impressions.
First Impressions... it's fantastic. I'm loving it. I've only played... So if anyone doesn't know, Armored Core is a series by FromSoft.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of their flagship successful series that kind of propelled the studio for a really long time in Japan. It never really had a big breakthrough in the West.
Yeah.
And this is the first title that they've released... in a while, and it's kind of the first big one since like they've exploded with obviously Elden Ring and like the last few successes in the Dark Souls series and all of that, so it's kind of on a lot more people's radars than the rest of the series would have been.
Well, the fifth one was a while ago. I know this because it's on the Xbox 360 store.
That's true.
The only two installments in the series I'd played were 4, which was on PS3,
mm-hmm.
I think, and then the first one, which was on PS1.
Yeah.
And I've not beaten either of them. It's a mech combat game. Mm-hmm. It's very, it's highly customizable. All of the parts on your mech are interchangeable, and you unlock them through completing various missions. You get sent out. You're sort of part of this like mech mercenary group in all of the games. In this one, you are on a planet called Rubicon, where there is a resource called coral that's like this mysterious, like, it's a, you know, hyper generative fuel, but it's very dangerous.
That sounds a lot like a mineral I'm familiar with from a little planet called Pandora.
Interesting.
It sounds a lot like Unobtainium.
Yeah, Unobtainium.
That's true,
yeah.
Dude. They have a lot of it up there. Yeah.
It's a slightly less creative name, Coral, than Unobtainium.
Unobtainium and Coral are both up there. They should have spelled Coral with a K, I reckon.
They should have, actually.
They should have. That would have been...
They didn't spell it differently at all. It's spelled exactly the
Does
same.
Does it look
as the word
like Coral?
No, it's like a. It's like it looks like Fanta.
Whoa! Yeah. Whoa! It's liquid.
It's a liquid. It's like a. It's like a molten orange.
Whoa,
I've only seen glimpses of it. Like I said, I'm about 6 hours in.
Yeah.
This is a brand. You know, this is first impression.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm currently up to what many people are calling the filter boss.
Yeah, okay.
It's like the first, like, very difficult fight of the game, and it's great. But this game is all about customizing your build for the mission you're on, and I don't quite have my head around exactly what I need my mech to be doing in this fight. So I'm doing it. I'm getting to the second phase of the guy. I think it's called Baltius. It's like a, it's just an AI unmanned mech that is just firing millions of missiles at me all of the time and zipping around this arena. It's spectacular. The game is like exhilarating. It's that same feeling you get from the best FromSoft games where you're just like gripping the controller, heart racing. But you don't have, because you're just sent out on missions, some of the missions are really short, take 5 to 10 minutes to complete.
Yeah, wow.
You're not running through like big open areas. You're just sent to the place to do it.
Yeah, I've heard, and like the places you're sent, it's fairly linear. Like
super linear, you just go through like factories or like big open. There was an incredible early mission where the set piece is in the middle of this big desert, and as you're going through and the dust is clearing, you see this enormous, they call it a strider. It's just this big, like, quadrupedal. It's like, because you're already in this big mech,
and then
this thing is like towering above you, and you have to bring it down by shooting its legs, and it collapses, and you get up, and you, it's great. It's really, really good.
It sounds fun. Yeah, because what I've heard is that the like gameplay, not the gameplay loop, but it's like you go in, you fight the boss, you tweak. You go in, fight the boss, you tweak.
Yeah.
Go in, fight the boss, tweak. And then you finally get the perfect sort of like arrangement of configuration.
But then even, according to the best long-term Armored Core players, you don't want to ever settle on a single build.
No,
you're not just building, it's not like an Elden Ring or a Bloodborne or a Dark Souls where you can take the whip in and just like power through with just the whip.
Yeah. This review is getting Jackson more and more excited to buying it until that exact moment. Yeah. And he's like,
that tells me I can play it even wronger.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Maybe you could. Yeah, you could really brute force through with just two machine guns. Hope for the best.
That sounds awesome.
The best, the most fun I've had so far with the customization is that there are four leg types, like four leg categories, where there's just like your standard bipedal mech legs. Then you've got reverse joint, which like have a massive jump. You get like a lot of mobility.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you've got quadruped legs, where you're like a big spider and you can hover in the air, like your legs spread out and you just hover, and it's like minimal fuel consumption. You can just like, you know, move around in the sky. And then tank treads.
Oh, you
can't really hover, but you just go vroom, you just like
drive
over.
That's so cool.
And like skidding and shooting. And the advantage of the tank treads is that all of your explosive weapons don't have recoil.
Yeah.
So you can take out like these huge grenade launchers and just like, just
that's
pummel
so,
enemies
that's
with
so
them while
cool.
you're screaming through this, you know, destroyed mechanical wasteland.
That sounds like the equivalent of playing any of the FromSoft games with a big hammer, Jack.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that
is
very
big hammer mode.
Yeah,
dude, that's awesome. That's very exciting.
Yeah, I think I've played Armored Core 1 because I had a childhood friend that was really into mech games. I definitely played Mech Warrior.
Oh yeah,
but I remember playing another game that, because it was a PS1 era, so we're playing a lot of like burnt games. So I never saw the case. But I am thinking it was the first Armored Core because I remember it being similar to Mech Warrior, but so much more confusing with so many more things going on.
Armored Core 1 is very confusing. Last year I had a kind of a long run of playing just a bunch of PS1 games.
Yeah.
And that was one that I was like, really, I really wanted to understand, because this was before 6 was announced.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I was just like, it was just a series that was in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me see what this is about, because I've only played a bit of 4, and I liked 4, but it was, again, very confusing. 1 is impenetrable. If you don't have the manual or something, like,
that's awesome.
It's basically impossible to understand.
I can imagine, though, you and your friend, like, little kids playing that, like, you wouldn't
Well, he was good at it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but
there were some games as a kid that were confusing, but because you're a kid, you didn't know they were confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were just like, this is the game, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Like, he was like a childhood friend that was like a year and a half older than me, but he really, like, his brain really wrapped around like anything that was like either military based or like any like mech kind of thing. Yeah.
Everyone knows a kid like that. I think
there's mech kids all over this.
Just like, so, yeah, like,
is it Adam? Adam also does.
Adam is a mech kid. That's true.
But yeah, like, so stuff like Rainbow Six, he was really good at, but then also really good at these mech games. And I was just like, I can't even like comprehend. But then, like, I remember I also played Resident Evil 4 with him, and I was like, you don't know what's going on. I got this in the bag.
Mm. It's so funny for me to realize. You just made me realize it then. All of my nerd friends as a kid were mech army kids, but I wasn't. Mm. So I played a lot of stuff like, what was the other game you said?
Mech Warrior?
No.
Warhammer?
No.
Rainbow Six?
Rainbow Six. Oh. I played a lot of Rainbow Six. I played a lot of Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
Did you play Sarge's Heroes, the Army Men game?
I did. I played it on my friend's PlayStation 2.
Yep. Did you play...
SOCOM was also...
Oh, SOCOM? Did you ever get into SOCOM?
Which one was SOCOM?
That was the first game I ever had a friend who played it online with friends.
Whoa.
But he was on PS2, and he had played it in high school. Never had a friend doing that.
Sniper Elite?
Yes, I played Sniper Elite.
Awesome. Shoot Nazis in the balls.
I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, here's what I remember about any of them. I remember in Black Hawk Down, obviously, in a lot of first-person shooters that are kind of detailed, you have the little peek, you know, animation where your guy moves to the side, and I would just tap left and right, so my guy would be wobbling his head, and I would run out into the middle of the battlefield, and they'd be like, Jackson, stop, and I'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I played quite a bit of that. BattleBit Remastered, which came out a couple months ago. I don't know if you guys are across this.
I haven't played it, but I know what it is.
Yeah, it's like a massively huge arena shooter. And it has the same thing.
Because
there's voice chat, but I don't turn my mic on because I don't want to talk to strangers, basically. Yeah.
But you're happy to hear what
they're telling me things, so to acknowledge I've heard it, I just wobble back and forth, left and right. Yeah, I get it.
I'm across it.
Yeah,
that rolls.
Yeah, that's awesome. The only other thing I remember about Armored Core, well, it's not something I remember, is a meme that went around about Armored Core players playing with the controllers turned around the other way.
I've
been doing a lot of. I was very excited for the release of this game because I decide I'm going to like something
well in advance of even experiencing it.
And then I just do, even if it's very bad.
This was
the thing I decided. It is very good, luckily, but this is the thing I decided. I'm going to really get into this game and really put like brain power into it.
Yeah.
So I've been watching a lot of the like pre-release videos, a lot of like Vati Video does a lot of the Dark Souls lore stuff. He's been hyping it up.
That's cool seeing all the Dark Souls YouTube people be like, we're doing Armored Core stuff.
Yeah, we're doing Armored Core. And all of these guys have admitted like this is a very different type of game, but it's easy to transition the love that you can put into, because these games, all FromSoft games, are just very like intimate personal experiences where you got to like really want it.
Yeah.
You got to really want to be good. And Armored Core is similar, I think. So I've been watching a lot of pre-release footage, and I've completely lost my train of thought. What was
the thing
you just
turning
said?
The controller the other way around.
So he tried this for a battle, and he was like, it worked. I trust Vati in this.
That rules.
Yeah.
Have you given it a go?
Not yet. I haven't needed to.
Yeah, okay.
It's just
you turn it around so you can mash the buttons quicker, right?
That's just for access to different... So the hook of the game is you've got 4 weapons on your 2 triggers and your 2 bumpers.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like your 2 arm weapons and then your 2 shoulder weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And they have different cooldowns and different like prime distances for homing and things like that. So you're constantly juggling these different abilities and their cooldowns while not getting hit and looking at how much power you've got to hover in the air before you go back down. Anyway, so to mitigate the amount that your brain has to think about it, apparently turning the controller upside down just helps with the buttons that you need to press.
And I think with the earlier games, all the face buttons do a lot of that. So like X, square, triangle, and circle all do different things. You need to be pressing all of them. So if you are trying to just do that with your one thumb, it doesn't work.
Oh, but if you got turn it around,
yeah,
you've
got
finger access. I think that if I held a controller like that and successfully played a game like that for a little bit, my brain would just snap in two and reality would become...
just it'd be like turning off a CRT monitor.
I just think that reality would break and I'd see things totally differently. Yeah.
It's like that, the Animatrix, you guys Animatrix guys, it's the one where the guy runs so fast that he goes into the Matrix. Like
turning the controller around, I break through reality and realize I'm in the Matrix and can't do anything about it because I haven't unplugged.
Yeah. That's... Yeah, that's That'd a bummer, dude. That would be sad.
It's sad when the runner does it, too.
Yeah.
God, the Animatrix is good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It does.
Really, horny.
Really good. Yeah.
Very horny. It remembers that the Matrix is horny.
It's horny. Mm. I remember people talked a lot of mad shit about the orgy scene in Matrix 2.
Mm. Matrix Reloaded, yeah. But
that's awesome.
It's because someone gets their hole licked. They get their neck licked.
Yeah,
I don't think it's really an orgy, though, is it?
I think it's going to become an orgy.
Maybe it does.
No, it's on the cusp.
I think people get confused because it's interspersed with the scene of Neo and Trinity in the Nudge.
And because it's very sweaty and there's lots of leather, right?
Yeah.
There's an orgy on the horizon.
It's orgy coded.
It is orgy coded, okay.
I think it's just like, it's just like a regular horny rave.
Yeah, that's fair.
Raves get horny.
Yeah, everyone's on ecstasy.
Yeah, that's
true.
That'll do it.
Yeah, and especially when you got neck holes and also you're
you've got an extra hole to lick.
Yeah.
Tastes like a battery.
I wonder if it would be an erogenous zone.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, special Matrix hole.
In the sex scene, someone gets the hole fingered.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
Doesn't Neo get his holes hassled?
I'm pretty sure.
I've watched these movies so many times and I do not remember this.
I think it's. I don't know if it goes in, but I think like Trinity's
so
fingers.
Funny if this never happened. This is something you guys have made up and it's like a shared.
Yeah.
I am pretty sure. Like it's not like. It doesn't like focus.
I mean, I can imagine.
It.
I'm convinced.
Yeah.
Yeah. When having sex, like during the rave scene where they're like lying on top of each other, making and having sex, I'm pretty sure there's a shot of Trinity sliding her fingers either into his neck hole or like rubbing it and he like kind of makes like a face. You've moaned a lot recently in podcasts and
I'm very good at it. How many thumbs for first impressions?
The full five for first impressions. So, but like I said, I put my good time hat on for this one. Yeah. So yeah. I was going to love it.
So Sleepy, just two scores you may need to be aware of just because obviously five is the most you can get. But it also, if you think it might be a game of the year, seven thumbs.
That's true.
And if it is your game of the year, 10 thumbs.
Yeah. I know. Big call.
There are like two or three other games that I really liked.
Yeah.
Okay.
That I've played so far this year. I could give it a tentative 7.
It could be a game of the year.
Not definite.
Well,
but
shall
like,
we add a new ranking that's 6 thumbs? And 6 thumbs is if you think it could be in contention to be your game of the year.
You're thinking about it potentially being your game of the year.
Yeah. Thank you for the new category. Yeah. Yes, I will take you up on this offer. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is a six thumb game.
That's exciting.
Well, yeah, because Jackson, me and you have both gone 10 thumbs already.
Yeah, I know.
Me, Tears of the King. Kingdom, you Shadowman remastered for Nintendo Switch.
That game is so freaking good. You got no idea.
Have you played Shadowman before?
It's awesome.
Is it the Nintendo 64 game? Yeah, I played it on the Nintendo 64.
Here's an awesome thing about revisiting it.
Yeah.
Dark Souls owes a lot to it.
Interesting.
It's weird. I mean, one, the collectibles are Dark Souls.
Is this like a Switch remaster that I didn't even realize this had come out. Okay.
It's so worth playing.
Like 6 or 7 months ago. Yeah.
Okay. It came out this year, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's big for you, right?
Yeah. that's huge.
Normally, it doesn't, right?
May have actually come out in November last year.
It still counts. Financial year.
Yeah.
The financial year.
It's not that same financial year now.
Did you give it the game of the year during the financial year? Though?
No, he played it this year, though, so it's his game of the year.
I played it during
your
financial year.
No, you didn't. It came out last financial year. Financial years in Australia start at the end
June 30 is the end. Did you play before June 30?
No,
I don't think
I did. Well, then you did. Yeah,
that's a shame. It wasn't my G-O-T-F-Y.
G-E-F-S.
Where did the I come from?
I said why.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
No, Shadowman is weird. So
I'll play it.
There's a lot of like backtracking and shortcut unlocking.
Cool.
Dark Souls are the thing you collect, and he says the power of the Dark Soul flows through me. There's a dodge mechanic. Like it's very Souls-like in really weird ways.
Like, and this isn't just Jackson's analysis of the game. I remember when they announced, because I told Jackson about the Shadow Man remaster coming out on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was reading an article about it, and I can't remember where I was reading it, but they mentioned that it had like influenced Dark Souls. So it's like an actual thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay. It's worth playing. And it's weird.
It's like, great.
And not very clear, which is very Dark Souls too.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know what you're meant to be doing.
I think it's like $30 Australian on the Switch store.
Is there anything about the... You've probably already talked about this on the pod, so I won't...
No, whatever.
Is there anything about the remaster that's... Like, could I just emulate the original and still have a good time with it? Do I need to buy the remaster?
I don't know. The remaster, I think, is smoother.
Okay.
It'll probably also just be modded and controlled.
Yeah.
Because it's a Nintendo 64 game, so playing that on an emulator could be...
Yeah.
Not that I would. I don't emulate anything ever.
Of course not. Of course not. Sometimes the enemies say your name. That's awesome. Yeah. There's a guy that's like, he's got two heads.
Jackson B. Bailey. Jackson. I'm the devil.
I'm coming out of the game, Jackson.
Oh no!
I'm gonna send you to hell.
You're a bud guy. I know this about you. We all know this about you.
Don't you like holes, Jackson?
Just turning off my Switch that I'm playing handheld.
I'm excited for AI to start doing this in the games next year.
That's going to be cool.
Goes through your search history, finds out what you love.
Oh, no.
Well, a game that came out in, I think, 1990, probably 1998, I think, on the PlayStation 1.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid. I read your memory card and was like,
see, so you like Konami games.
Yeah. Mm. That's how they can do it.
Yeah, they could do it.
So you like feet stuff.
Psycho Mantis, leave me alone!
Psycho Mantis, they're my proclivities.
I ain't hurt no one.
That's frankly wholesome.
Comparatively.
I see you're a Pornhub over a Reddit guy.
Oh my god.
Gifts don't do it for you.
I gotta turn this off again. Yeah, it's become too much.
Good stuff. Six thumbs.
Six thumbs.
Hayden, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Capcom v. Marvel Ultimate or Unlimited.
Hayden's been playing Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 for the Xbox 360.
That's what I said. Okay. It's great. What a great game. We're playing it in the Airbnb just before.
That's true.
It rocks because you play it for 5 minutes at a time, which is about my attention span. You pick your team. You get three guys. And we started doing fun themed teams.
That's true.
I went all flame mode.
Yeah.
Like Ghost Rider, Flamehead, Dormammu, Flamehead, and then a dog that's on fire from a Capcom game. I don't know.
The Okami, right?
Yeah,
Okami Tarasu.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's got flames. Yeah.
Green guys was a fun theme.
True.
Big guys.
I did Hulks. They were green guys. They were Hulks.
Well, they were green guys.
Well, yeah, because your Hulk team is green. Was Hulk, She-Hulk,
and Super Skrull.
Well, he is green like the Hulk.
That's what I'm saying. We're saying the same thing.
I guess.
Yeah. I went Babes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you go Babes. Yeah, you had the mayor, the big beefcake guy.
Yes,
yeah,
so I had
Haggard or something.
Yeah. Morrigan, Chun-Li, and Hagar.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Tasty.
Yeah, it's awesome. One of those fighting games where I don't know what's happening in it.
Yeah.
At all. Like some fighting games, I'm bad. I don't know the combos or whatever. Yeah. This one feels like it has mechanics that I am unaware of.
Well, yeah, because it's 3v3, which threw you immediately.
I couldn't handle that, dude.
And then they just come out. The other guy is just, I don't know what's triggering
there. They come and help you out. They do a move, they come back.
Well, sometimes they come out and just stand there, it seems like. And then
get hit by a bunch of guys and then go back. Oh, cool. I guess my next guy has half health now. Thank you for that.
So there is a button that causes that, which I understand that we're all just hammering every button.
Yeah.
I would just say that maybe user error is causing some of these things and not just games.
Nah, nope. I don't think so.
Super Skrull is taking the initiative to come out and stand still.
I see you need a little bit of help out here.
Let me come and stay right here. Oh, I'm fucked up. I'm going to go back now.
I got Jeffed up.
Have I effed or Jeffed?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
You've been real good.
That's nice.
I don't think you've ever effed or Jeffed in all any of your appearances.
Yeah, you get two.
Don't
get two.
I'm giving my two to sleep.
No. Spend 10 at once in 3 years.
That is the dream.
We heard last week that people actively have listened to this in school, so we're going to keep it safe.
Well, we're safe for school.
Fair enough, yeah.
The feet stuff, that was safe for school.
Yeah. Feet stuff, I mean, that's like so low key, you know? You might as well.
They teach kids that in like year 6 now, I think.
Yeah. If you like feet stuff, that's all right. Just don't tell anyone. Yeah.
Especially not Psycho Mantis.
And try not to stare at women's feet on the bus. Don't do that either. Yeah. They know what you're doing.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. I was main in Ghost Rider. I managed to figure out he had a cool chain whip, so I got my range attack, and then he could shoot fire from the ground, and it was like his block.
Yeah.
And that's basically as far as I got.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's a classic game that you can go, all right, I play winner, and then you take two or three rounds, and he's like, all right, let's record a pod.
Are you a fighting game guy?
Not really, no.
Does this happen to you with fighting games, though? Because when we started playing, it's probably worth saying, Hayden, I mean, Douche is pretty good at it too, but Hayden beat us thoroughly.
I figured out Ghost Rider quick.
Yeah, so, but I can imagine that happening to you with fighting games where people are like, oh, Hayden's not, you're like, oh, I don't know.
Also has awesome high school energy playing a fighting game where he was spamming the whip attack with Ghost Rider. Yeah.
Guess what? It works.
Yeah.
And it's also the only move I know.
Button mashing rules,
dude. That's fine. But then the moment that I started doing one attack that Hayden didn't like, he was like, why do you keep doing that for?
Change it up, mate.
That is weird.
Stop doing that one. Why are they doing that?
Dumb cramps, though, we got to say, we are a pro button mashing podcast. Button mashing is awesome. You got to button mash.
Yeah.
And if you get complained about button mashing, you're a loser.
Do people complain about button mashing?
They did when I played, dude.
Be complaining about people complaining about button mashing. Is that the same thing? We're talking about awesome. It a lot.
When I was in high school, I played Tekken. I might have been Tekken 4, I think.
Yeah.
With a friend. And I played Kuma the Bear. Dude.
I'm actually really young, so that's really long ago for me.
And I button mashed.
Yeah.
And I beat everyone.
Yeah.
And he was like nearly in tears. He was so angry with me. And then, and so were other friends. I was banned from playing Tekken with
I mean
them.
This with kindness. I don't think your high school friends are the best judge of what is going on in society.
That's true.
I do remember playing Dragon Ball Z when I was like 6 at one of my family friends' place. And he was like 17, 18. And I figured out how to do the Kamehameha.
Oh, yeah.
And he did not know how to do that. And so I beat him every time.
That's awesome.
And he's like, and it was sort of like, he was nice. And he's like, I'm not doing this to be nice. He said that to me.
That is awesome.
My favorite thing about this game, though, is that Spider-Man is in it. And he.
Coming into a review with all of the energy of a high school or primary school show and tell is awesome.
This is my favorite game. Spider-Man is there.
Yeah.
And he's really cool.
And I'm really good at it.
Anyway, and what else? There's a dog that's on fire. There's the lawyer from the meme.
From the meme.
I object.
We couldn't understand Phoenix Wright because one thing we know is that underneath the characters there's a bar that slowly builds up, and when that builds up you get like a Mondo Big Bucks attack.
Yeah.
But Phoenix Wright has 3 folders on top
of
that
bar. And then a pin or something.
And then a pin.
No one else seems to have extra stuff underneath
you. And it seemed like, and it's hard because it's a chaotic fighting game, but it seemed like he wasn't doing moves.
It's
he was just
you couldn't attack
looking
with
for clues.
Yeah, I think that was.
Attack, all of his moves do little damage and have terrible range.
Yeah.
So one of them's a sneeze.
Oh, that's weird. I managed to beat you with him.
Phoenix Wright also was in my team in that fight.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just
well said.
2v2, really.
But no, my favorite thing is that Spider-Man is in it and he walks like a big freak.
Yeah, he does.
I've never seen Spider-Man walk like
that. He sort of walks like a crab.
He walks kind of like on tiptoes with his arms out and he sort of sways side to side as he walks across.
It's
like he's sneaking, but trying to like pantomime sneaking, but big.
Yeah.
That's a classic Spider-Man in fighting game stance, though. Mm. Like his appearances in like.
Well, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
He should be ashamed.
Yeah.
I think it's because you're like, how do you, if he just walks, that seems weird.
Yeah.
Because I think I've played, I don't know what game it was, but one where he crawled. Because they were like, well, like Spider-Man on the walls or whatever.
He's crawling on the floor like a dog.
He did. It was a Marvel fighting game that my friend would always be. He played Wolverine and would just destroy me every time. But
that's because Wolverine's the best.
Yeah, well, absolutely. He's the best there is at what he does or whatever he says.
Bob.
Exactly. How many thumbs?
5 thumbs.
Wow. Beautiful.
Is it potentially, are you thinking about it maybe being your game of the year?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Say Save five thumbs.
Save five thumbs.
Well, that's excellent. Thumbs. Hey, Jackson, did I just hear someone at the door?
Yeah, they've just, they're knocking. Come in.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Ads.
Hi, Mr. Ads.
Hello, Mr. Ads. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for welcoming me back. Hi, Sleepy.
Hey, how's it going, man? Sorry, I didn't welcome you in. I should have done that.
No, it's okay.
I know you're like a vampire. We all need to welcome you in.
That's the only way I can come into our building. That's true. I share many of the properties with a vampire. What?
Anyway. What else?
An aversion.
You can only be killed with a stake.
Yeah, or beheaded.
And I sleep in a big coffin. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a different thing. That's economical. I sleep in the thing I'll eventually be buried in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, gotta get comfortable. Anyway, all right, here's some ads. Goodbye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
See you, Mr. Az.
Goodbye, Mr. Az. Thank you so much for coming in.
I hate that guy.
What's wrong?
Oh, he did murder me.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking
I like weird. Mr. Az.
Mm. Yeah.
He lives a really interesting life.
Yeah.
Did he say he could only be killed by a stake?
Yeah,
that's
did.
The same as everybody, though, right? Like, we can all be
special about Mr. Az.
We can all be killed by a stake to the heart.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I could body it.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I agree.
Well, Jackson, you famously think you could body being shot
once. One bullet. Yeah,
where?
One.
In the head?
Between the eyes.
In the head if you're aiming really well.
You're like the guy from the James Bond movie where he has the bullet like halfway through his brain so he can't feel pain anymore.
Oh, yeah, you can get shot in the head in just the right way that it gives you superpowers. Yeah.
There's a guy who had the railroad through his whole brain.
Yeah.
He learned how to play the piano or something.
I think he just became really mean.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I also heard somewhere that he was actually always really mean and then blamed it on the railroad spike.
Well, I mean, a
it's a good excuse.
It's not going to brighten your demeanor, is it?
I think the piano guy got struck by lightning.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I do remember one guy who got struck by lightning and then was like, I'm gay now.
That's a great excuse.
I'm gay.
Yeah, he was like a soccer player in the UK and he was like, I don't even, like, wow, I'm guessing
that's
lightning
perfect,
made me gay.
That's the perfect way to do it because then all the religious people were like, well, I guess God smited him and it became gay.
And you can't, if you've got conservative parents, they're like, well, it's out of his hands.
Yeah, God did it.
Nothing could have been done.
Yeah.
I do like the M. Night Shyamalan plot, the lightning that makes you gay.
That's awesome.
And now we're going to be transitioning to the next segment, which is the emails that make us happy.
Oh, that's good.
Hell yeah.
Because these people have emailed us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. So today's emails, the theme is thoughts about buying things from the shop.
Oh, that's awesome.
Something that we cover quite frequently here on Thumbcramps,
yes.
Which is that
The act of buying anything is embarrassing. Humiliating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The most recent example was Jackson wanting to kill himself after going into a pen shop. And
looking
at
the
pens
and then buying a pen.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
That's disgusting.
What are you? You people are
insane. Can you imagine,
people?
Dude? Because she's like, he's going to go home and write something.
Oh, that's his favorite one.
Ooh, what's he going to write down in his little book?
Just write it in your phone like a normal human being.
Yeah, exactly.
Or think about it and never, never write it down.
Slammed the microphone in my tooth. I was laughing so hard.
I've done it like five times this whole time I've been in Sydney.
It's funny.
Bought five pens.
No, slammed my teeth into the microphone.
Come on. I got distracted by reading this coward's email.
Whoa, coward alarm?
Yeah, coward alarm.
Coward.
So this coward says, "Hello, gamer boyfriends and guests. Please accept my submission for the argument that buying things is embarrassing."
Okay.
Oh, this one's rough.
Oh, dude.
I wanted to buy an apron to protect my clothing while painting, specifically one with a front pocket to hold my paintbrushes.
All right.
So I walked into a Cheaper's Chips the other day and spent 10 minutes wandering around like an idiot trying to find one. Mm-hmm. Finally, I gave up and went to the woman at the register to ask if they had any. She took me to the spot they were hanging up in that I had walked past twice without noticing.
Yeah, it's bad.
We shared an awkward laugh because she had seen me do it. Then I saw that the only options were one that was no good. It was a tiny pink kid's apron that wouldn't fit me, or a plain apron without a front pocket. So I thanked the employee, waited awkwardly until she returned to the register, then tried to quietly leave the store without her noticing. Except, of course, I was the only customer in the store at the time, and the register was by the door, so it was impossible for her not to see my walk of shame. The fact that she didn't say anything was somehow worse.
Oh, yeah.
It was agony, and I'm never leaving the house again. Sincerely, a coward, because somehow the coward alarm is less obnoxious than the not a coward alarm.
That's, yeah, that is so rough. Because you're standing there, you're looking at the aprons, you're like, I don't want any of these, but you can't tell her that.
Of course.
Yes, you can. You just can. You can't be like, they work in the shop.
I don't want any of these aprons.
Well, I walked two laps of your shop. You were watching me.
You then helped me find the aprons, but then I walked past twice. I'm basically spitting in your face.
I don't get paid commission.
I don't want any of your stinking aprons. And then you leave and they watch you leave and they say,
and don't say anything.
They didn't get any aprons. What's wrong with our aprons?
That's not what they're thinking. You guys are fully crazy people. Tell you what the thing is. You've never done anything super embarrassing in your life. You need to go out and do more really
awful stuff.
I've been
in the middle
stuff.
Of a shopping center.
It's full dick and nuts?
Button balls.
Wow. Wait, but no dick?
Managed to grab the dick in time. Yeah.
Cut the dick under my t-shirt.
This is just a button ball situation.
Foof.
Foof. Standing there in the supermarket, people everywhere, just holding a dick under your t-shirt. Foof.
Thank Christ. That'd get a bit embarrassing.
I was in a bottle. Sorry, just to, this is very similar. Please. It's similar to this apron story. Yeah. I was in a bottler recently, and I walked in. There was a guy who was from like a local independent brewery, and he was spruiking his wares. He was giving free taste, and it was clear he had just set up, and I was the first guy I was working. Oh, he was like, "Mate, come over, have a taste." And he like took me through the range. He was telling me about the beers, and I tasted all of them. There was like five of them, and they were all not good to me.
No. Yeah,
but I didn't want to like tell him, so I was being nice, and I was like, oh, they're showing interest. I want to support the local business, but only if it's also like a good thing that I want. Yeah. And then he was like, okay, well, the beers are just over there if you want to go grab them. And I was like, okay, cool. And I went to the area that he pointed, because I was buying beers, but I did not want to get the ones that he was pointing me to. Not to mention, they were like $10 more than the ones that I was going to get. And so I then waited for like 10 minutes for a moment where he was not visible at the cash register, so that I could go up and buy a different six-pack.
That's gross. That's pretty bad. That's embarrassing. Was it the guy who works at the... Was it his beers?
He was from the company.
That's tough. That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
So this next email is from Aaron, who is not a coward.
Hi, okay. Aaron.
Aaron says, buying games is fine and normal at EB Games.
Okay.
So they're on your side, Hayden.
Yeah.
Hi, video game.
What? You...
Hi, video game boyfriends. I want to put the word out to all the people embarrassed about buying video games at EB Games. Buying a game is fine and normal. Okay. It is a store dedicated to selling games. It's what you're supposed to do there.
Yes, exactly.
I can also say with confidence the employees do not remember you.
Yeah.
Take solace, embarrassed gamers, in the anonymity granted by being one of 50 people they interacted with for 10 minutes tops that day. That said, buying anything that's not a video game from EB Games is embarrassing.
Yeah, you're getting a big fluffy Mario question block.
Cheap cap with Squirtle on it.
Or Minecraft Steve doing something.
Yeah. Minecraft Steve dabbing statue.
Yeah.
Is that real? Okay, actually, I would probably... I would wear two cup, please.
Because Aaron says, I just did that. I bought yellow tinted sunglasses at EB Games. I didn't even need them. I just went sweet yellow sunnies and went up to the counter with nothing else. Then regret set in.
Yeah.
And then they made up, Aaron made up an excuse when the cashier looked at me weird and I said, my blue sunglasses just broke and this was the best option on short notice.
The EB Games?
Yeah.
That's the worst lie I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That's worse than just being like, oh, I thought they looked cool. Yeah, like, oh, no, I broke my sunglasses and I thought, where should I buy some sunglasses? Hmm. Zing at EB Games. There might be one or two.
They're called Zing.
Oh, my God.
I'm probably in a shopping center with a sunglass hut.
But actually, I'm going to go check in. Yeah.
Yeah, check out Zing.
Yeah, I'm heading Zing.
Plastic types that are actually really bad for your eyes because they make your eyes like wider and let all the UV in.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Perfect.
Aaron was proud of this line, which is funny to hear after what we just said.
That's insane. Aaron, you don't know what you're doing.
That is my superpower, coming up with believable excuses in an instant.
That's not it.
No. I have invented
nephews.
It might
be your super weakness.
Yeah.
I've invented nephews so I don't look like an idiot asking for them to open up the glass case to buy Pokemon cards.
Okay.
Mm. In summary, if you're going to be
embarrassed. Aaron, guess what? No one believes anything you say.
Well, it's funny because when we look back at our coward email, who is on mine and Jackson's side,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of cool guy things in the email. In this one,
I don't know.
Is your people hater.
Yeah.
Is it too late to switch sides? Or have I sort of, have
and
I
also, Aaron, you've used your name and now we're making fun of you, so you truly are not a coward. And
go to the cupboard and say, like, hey, can I get some Pokemon cards? And they go, okay, and then that's it. Don't go, I've actually got a nephew. And they go, okay. This guy obviously doesn't.
You don't need to make excuses to buy.
You can just buy them.
Yeah. Buying things is humiliating, but you don't need an excuse to buy things.
What you need to do is read the first half of your own email, Aaron, and take that to heart and put it across everything. Yeah. Fine. You can just buy things. It's okay.
And there's actually a third party in this debate.
Okay.
And I think that if any side I'm going to pick, it's this one. So Bad Janet has emailed us.
Great name.
Bad Janet.
Is that
a legal name?
They live up to their name because the subject of this email, the embarrassment of buying.
Yeah.
Dear internet boyfriends, after listening to the most recent spat of emails regarding the shame of all in-person purchases, I believe I have the solution.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The thrill of stealing.
Oh, yes. I'm big time onto this. Yeah.
While shopping with a friend recently, I slipped a canned food item up my sleeve just because I could, and my God, I've never felt more alive.
Yeah. The chocolate and stuff that you steal, the chocolate and cheese that you eat if you've stolen it, has no calories. It doesn't count.
Bad Janet signs her email off with, do I have a problem? No!
No, Bad Janet, that's awesome.
I'm very pro shoplifting. Over the obvious caveat being you got to steal from the big companies.
Yeah, of course. Shit companies.
Yeah. You don't steal from the little small business, obviously. No. You steal from your Woolies and you steal from Coles. That goes with that.
Yeah,
or but rack as
UK.
Much as you want. They made so much money last year and still raised all the prices. This is true. They factor theft into the price.
Yeah.
So if you don't steal, you're getting ripped off.
Yeah. They also, all of the new, the kind of security stuff they have in the self-checkout is crazy. Like, I feel worse going through the self-checkout than I do just going to the aisle checkout, like having the guy scan it through.
And absolutely. Seeing a top-down bird's eye view of you forgetting to scan your apples properly.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're going to treat you like a thief from the go.
Yeah.
I hate
that top. Because sometimes I pay for things with, I got a personal card and a joint card. So sometimes I'm paying for the grocery with the joint card. But I'm like, I don't want to put this freaking chocolate milk on the joint card. I'll pay for that myself.
Mm.
I leave that in the basket. And then it's like, hey, you can't pay. There's still stuff in your thing. And I got to explain to the guy. I'm switching cards.
Yeah. I also heard something recently that's like the top-down camera would just have full view of your PIN code and card details as well.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
I guess Safeway would, or like Woolies and stuff have that already. But if someone
got in
there,
you
could just see all of your stuff.
Ridiculous.
Best bet. Look, here's a little stealing tip for everyone at home. Take any kind of bag that has... So Woolworths actually used to sell these.
Yeah.
A bag that has like a plastic bottom that you can take out.
Yeah.
Then you just lift it up, put stuff underneath it, put the plastic thing back on top, whack it in.
Yeah, you say, I've got my own bag. Bang. Yep.
Sold.
You can steal some bacon and a couple bits of cheese that way.
Oh, yeah.
A classic big jacket pocket is always reliable.
No one's checking.
And you can get a free...
I mean, sometimes they check, but they just say, oh, you forgot to pay, and you go, silly
me. Whoops. Yeah.
Also, they can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can get a free bird's eye chili if you scan it.
That's true. Because
it doesn't weigh enough. And so they say, just put it in there.
And also if they say, hey, stay here, we're calling the police, you go, no, and walk away.
And there's going to be listeners out there that are like, actually, it's wrong because it's a crime. You're an idiot.
Yeah, that's true. Think about it for 2 seconds. Everything's made up. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Also, they're stealing from you.
End of days, baby. Live a little.
Yeah. Hey, with this, just going back to buying things and then not buying things and being embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I, just before today, we're in a gaming store where there's a bunch of nerds and stuff. And I asked the person behind the counter, hey, how much are the Yu-Gi-Oh cards? And she went, I don't know. And then picked one up and scanned it and then put it back. She's like, oh, about $6.50. And I went, oh, okay. And then I walked away without buying anything.
Yeah.
Is this one of the things that would make you guys want to kill yourself?
No.
No.
I don't understand this at all.
I'd be more embarrassed to buy one.
Yeah.
But what about inquiring and they'd be like, $6.50, too rich for my blood.
Honestly, I feel like there's something about...
It depends how you inquire in my
eyes.
It depends how you inquire. I also think that EB, because I think that's like our locus point for the embarrassment, right? Is like, that's the shop that... Is the embarrassing. I think it sits at an interesting intersection of being like a very popular shop for a niche hobby.
Yeah.
And I think the more niche you go, the less embarrassing it is.
Yeah.
And going into like a gaming shop or even going into like a secondhand game store where they're selling like retro games, I wouldn't feel embarrassed going in there and having a chat to the guy about the games
I
got.
Is the proximity to normal people?
Yeah,
like
I think
if
it
you're
might
next
be,
to a food court, people eating Nando's, you go, oh, I'm going to go buy Yu-Gi-Oh cards. But if you're in the nerd shop with nerds,
you gotta go up
no one cares.
But even skinny stairway to get in there.
In smaller shops, though, I do find that there's a time limit. And if I cross that time limit and I'm not buying something, I feel like a sack of shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
It happened to me in a record store mere 3 days ago.
Record stores are another perfect example. Yeah,
but where you browse for too long. And I think it's because I've also seen record store people make comments about this. Of like, you're just going to browse for 45 minutes and then just leave. Buy something.
That's so funny to do to someone.
Because
I'm fully manipulating. It's a good sales tactic.
Yeah, it works.
Manipulate them, make them feel bad.
It's true. Yeah.
Well, they didn't say that to me, but I was in the store for long enough. Mm. And I was the only one in there for big stretches of it.
Yeah.
And there was something I did, like I would have probably bought anyway, but I was like, I definitely have to buy this. But I left when I did because I was like, I'm hitting the point where I've looked at enough of this store that... Even just buying one record is like, personally, I'd be like, I'm pushing this.
Mm. Yeah.
Like to be like, here's $40 because I wasted an hour and 10 minutes of your time.
Yeah. See, somehow that doesn't embarrass me.
You don't waste their time.
No, I can hang out in the store for as long as I like.
Yeah.
I think it's because I was actively browsing though.
Yeah, I don't
think
that would bother
to the people?
Me. You're
talking
to
them.
But buying a pen is embarrassing.
Mm. You guys are just, you got brain worms.
That's a rude thing to say. And speaking of rude things to say, don't say rude things about this podcast, but do give it 5 stars.
That is important.
Like some of the, it doesn't matter which podcast app you use it on, just 5 stars. If it lets you write a review, write a review. You
whatever
can say whatever
you
want.
Whatever you're listening to it right now.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Give me the option,
And we'll read it out if it's 5 stars. Like these people have written.
Oh, yeah.
So Mickey, 5 stars. I've been listening to these doofuses for a decade now. Love it. Can't recommend.
Really good.
And T Creams, 5 stars. Worst podcast ever.
Okay.
5 stars.
5 stars, fair enough. Hey, 5 stars.
And And then this is from Gene Money.
Okay.
And this is probably my favorite review we've ever gotten. It's short, but it really does the job. 5 stars, Gene Money. This podcast made me cum my own nuts. Thank you.
I thought for a second that he started the review with his own name.
Gene
Money.
His own name.
Me too.
My name was Gene Money. I would also be excited.
I'd done every sentence with it. Gene Money. Hey, how you doing?
Gene Money. 1 oat latte, please.
So, just head to whatever podcast platform you're listening to. 5 stars. Write a review if you can. Follow us on Instagram at thumbcrampspod.
Yep.
We post stuff on there.
You can see pictures of our dirty little faces.
I thought you were going to say dick for some reason.
I thought so too. I think it's because of everything you've ever said before.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, unfortunately, Instagram isn't a balls and butt situation, but it is a face situation. We do have a face reveals on there.
Yeah, you want to see what we look like? Yeah. No balls and butt, sadly, but.
And I got to say as well, seeing you guys in person for the first time.
Yeah.
Way more handsome in real life.
Oh, too kind.
And taller too. Very tall.
Yeah, whoa. Very tall. Very tall.
Is this the first time you've ever been called tall, Jackson?
I don't think he was talking about me.
Both of you. Very tall. Tallest guys I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't know if it comes across through the podcast, but Jackson's 6'4 and I'm 6'7.
Yeah. We're gigantic.
Yeah. I'm 6'9 with boots.
Yeah, you're also big.
And
yeah.
I'm a little teeny tiny little guy. 5'2".
4 inches tall.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Sleepy.
My pleasure.
If people want to check out some of the stuff you're doing, because you do a lot.
Yeah. I do a lot. I just had a release through my fantasy synthesizer music project named Law Spinner. There is an RPG associated with the release that's kind of RPG scenario that's coming. Hasn't quite finished yet. It's been a very busy time for me. So that's coming, but you can go and still listen to it. I'm very proud of it. It's called Hux Astil. And that's the latest from me. You can follow me on Twitter at sleepy_nice. And that's it.
Hell yeah.
And Twitch as well. I don't think I mentioned Twitch in the last episode. So twitch.tv/sleepy_nice.
And Hayden, where can we find you?
You can find me on Shut Up A Second. It's a podcast on the Sans Pants Radio Network. You guys are on the tomorrow. What? Don't laugh at me. I had to clear my throat.
It was such a pointed, purposeful clear right after saying the network name. Yeah, it's really good.
It was also, I nudged your foot accidentally and I let you... You gave me a look like you thought maybe I was trying to indicate something to you.
I didn't even notice. Anyway.
If I was you, I wouldn't do the podcast anymore after that.
You can listen. We're also in Sydney because I'm here. You guys have been on a few episodes.
Yeah.
Last episode we did... we did a lot of various characters went to Bob's Burgers. It was during hour eight and a half of our drive. So we're going crazy.
It's good.
And then tomorrow's episode, yesterday's episode will be with Ruby Innes.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Very exciting. Good stuff. So thank you both for joining us. And until next time, gamers, keep on gaming.
Yeah.
And stealing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with purchase.